Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night.
Hello, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air, and I am so happy to have you here today. We are doing a special show because we didn't get one of our callers in, and we had told her we would. And both Susan and I, we really, when we say we're going to do something, we are trying to make this right. So both of us have decided that we were going to put this show on so that we could get this lady in because we know she really, really, really tried. And I am so excited to be able to offer her a Akashic Record reading. Now, I just want everybody to know who I am and who Susan is. We are still waiting for Susan to get on the board. My name is Bonnie Albers. You know me. I'm your host. And I think I have Kelly with me today. So, Kelly, are you there? Kelly?
I'm here.
I'm so excited. Well, anyway, I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm the host of Bonnie Albers on Air. We do all types of shows. And today we are doing, actually, it's a redo because we had missed one of our callers. And we know that she made a very big attempt to get on. And both Susan and I always want to make sure that we keep our word. And so we have put the show on, Kelly, and Kelly knows we have put the show on just to make sure she got in. You can reach me at my Facebook is Bonnie Albers, Bonnie Mosenser Albers. Just friend me, and I'm going to friend you. You get all our shows. You get all the announcements. You can go on Blog Talk Radio. You can also get and leave messages for me, and Kelly answers them because I don't even know where they are. So she shows me where your messages are, and at least we are able to get them. Please like us. You'll get all of our show announcements and when our show begins. And we so appreciate everybody. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you being wanting to be with us. And we love opening your Akashic Records and answering any of your questions. Again, I'm waiting for my partner, Susan, who she will not let me open those Akashic Records without her, even though I can fly in and take a look. You're going to want her to open those Akashic Records for you. So, again, we are waiting for Susan. And if, tell me what you're doing with your cards. Can you explain the cards now that you're here and we have a little time? Because most of the time you can't get on and explain your cards.
This is true. I go by KC, and I do the Atlantean birth cards. They're also known as the cards of destiny, destiny cards. The gentleman who brought these forward into a couple books that we use for modern times has been Robert Lee Camp. And what it is, they are mathematically based, and they're based off of our poker deck. I mean, or I should say more accurately, our poker deck was created specifically for this planet. And there was a gentleman, oh golly, back in the 1800s, Olney Richmond, I believe it was, who kind of brought this stuff to light. It's like it had been underground for a long time. There's a hint of it in the Bible. It's where the three wise men or the three astrologers or the three magi, depending on which translation you have, go to see. They use the stars and this whatever to find the Christ child. So that was the first and only reference we have, from a couple thousand years ago. They used that. And then it kind of went underground again. And like I say, it surfaced again in the 1800s when this gentleman brought it forward. And then it just kind of grew from there. And the fellow who has, I think, literally probably the only books out on it, I think there's a couple other ones, but nothing nearly as comprehensive as what Robert Camp has put together. And it's just, it's each day of the year is assigned a card. Also, it has, you have a planetary, you have a birth card, you have a planetary ruling card. You have a lot of other things that factor in. There's planetary influences. There's, oh, my goodness, I'm trying to sit here and think it's all the things that happen are mathematically. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Kelly, that's why I put you on with Ron Cole, because I really feel like your Atlantean life cards coincide, isn't that crazy, with the astrology that Ron Cole brings. But you know, what I never have time to ask you is, each suit, you know, I'm so like brain crazy that I first have to start with something easy. So I never, you know, when you read the cards and I hear them, I mean, I totally relate. But can you tell our listeners about what the suits, like the hearts represent, the clubs represent, the diamonds represent? Because sometimes when, you know, when especially when you're given a reading, you get so in-depth and so cool, and we all are listening, we sometimes miss what each of the suits mean, and especially me, who is the host and you're a co-host, and I still miss it because I'm so interested in listening to you. So can you tell us just a little bit about what each suit means?
Okay. You bet. All righty. It starts with the hearts. It's like they go hearts, clubs, diamonds, and then spades. The hearts represent springtime. It's the time, season when, you know, growth, all that kind of stuff is happening. And people who are hearts people are typically very young at heart. They also tend to be youthful until, you know, the day they die. And they are also
to
work on relationship
Kelly?
Issues. No, you're both of them. You're an ace of diamonds and an ace of hearts. So you have a diamonds as your birth card, and then you have that hearts as your planetary ruler. So what it tells me is, you know, right away, is that you are here to work on hearts people are the young people of the deck. They're here to work on relationship issues, and that's how they experience life, is through relationship and matters of the heart. The clubs people are the scholars of the deck, and they are here experiencing things, I'll say kind of in a scholarly way, and, you know, learning about things. And literally the clubs people are the ones who typically are the most psychic, you know, of the deck for some reason, don't know why. But they are. They're using that intuition, and it's the learning phase. It's the learning process. So they learn by learning, and they're communicators. The diamonds people, and there's you, are considered the adults of the deck. And when you have a diamond child, for example, they dislike being treated as a child. They, you know, just they're just little bitty people waiting to grow up until their age, you know, their chronological age matches what they know they are inside. It's pretty much how that works.
Wow.
Having had two diamond children.
Well, wait a minute, Cal. If I'm a diamond and I'm a heart, so I'm an older person and a younger person, does that mean I get to pick?
Right. No, you get the best of both worlds, or sometimes the worst of both. Depending on how that goes.
Oh, thank you, Kelly. You know, I'm reliving that right now because I'm not up to the weather a little bit, but it's okay because I always know how to deal with that. That might come from the older diamond because the young one wants to always go out and play.
Exactly. The diamonds people tend to, okay, besides being the adults of the deck, you know, that's when you're really fully into, you know, the workforce and earning and stuff. And a lot of the lessons that diamonds people get are through finances and through money. Although the deeper bit with the diamonds is you're really here to explore your values and to figure out what really and truly is important to you and to live by that. And, of course, with each suit, there's, you know, what we call, there's the high side, you know, and remember the song, you know, you take the high road and I'll take the low road, you know, can all be in Scotland before you.
Yeah,
so each of the suits,
song.
Right. Each of the suits, each of the cards has a high side and a low side. So when you're operating on the high side, usually it's, you know, people who are looking at their spiritual path. They're really looking at, you know, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, and they operate on just a higher vibrational level. It's like, and that's what, you know, that's the most optimum. That's what, you know, we're supposed to be doing here. Because when you operate at a higher vibrational level is when you actually get to, you know, I'll say to pass the grades in this little red schoolhouse of life. It's like that's when you get to, you know, you pass your test and you get to move on to the next grade level, you know, next go-round. Now, the people who come here and they, let's say, don't work on the high side of life, it's like they get involved in all kinds of, you know, shady things and things they shouldn't be doing. And usually things don't go so well, you know. So it's one of those things where we've seen people literally turn their lives around by making a decision, a conscious one, to go, you know what, I've been living like this, I don't want to do that anymore, and they literally just flip the card over, you know, flip the coin over, and it just utterly changes their life because they've changed their mind, they've changed their life. And that's, you know,
that's the most
positive thing that can happen for it.
That is so cool.
So, It is. It really is. It's like, you know, people can have that metamorphosis, you know, and it's like a couple other cards in there. And then we get to the spades people. The spades people are the old people of the deck. They're here kind of like, you know, no matter what they're doing, they're finishing things up. You know, it's about work. It's about health. It's about, you know, all those things and just kind of wrapping things up from, you know, previous times, whatever, like that. There are special numbers in the deck, too. Speaking of numbers, we have 52 cards in the deck. Not coincidentally, we have 52 weeks in the year. There are 13 cards in each suit, and typically we have 13 lunar months in a year. When you take numerologically the 5 plus the 7, the 52 cards, you add 5 plus 7, that comes, or 5 plus 2, it comes to 7, and there are 7 days in a week. You know, so there's a lot of the numerical, you know, basis that goes into this, which is really cool. There's also have you found Susan yet?
have not found Susan. We're going to take callers, and you and I will take it. But I do want to apologize again. I'm going to pick up 631 because I can answer anything, and so can you. The Akashic Records will not be open today, only because Susan is she's incognito. But you know,
I don't know where
she's at. Yeah.
I hope she's. I'm going to say I hope she's okay because you talked to her, you know, just a little bit ago. It's like
It's funny because when we add on a show, either her or I will say, oh, well, we've got to remind each other. And so I'm assuming something came up really quick because I just talked to her. And I do think she'll come back on, but we can answer the questions anyway. We can rock and roll. And I can bring anything anyway. So, you know, I'm a love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues specialist, empath. I'm clairvoyant, I'm clairaudient, and so I'm also very, very, very intuitive, and I'm a spirit medium. When I'm on medication, sometimes the spirits kind of sit back, but we'll try it anyway. But I will tell you that, Cal, this is what I was going to say. My life number is a 7. So you just went through this 5 plus 2 is 7, there's 7 this, 7 that. Maybe I'm here to just, you know, I should have maybe been president.
Seven is a very spiritual number, though. Seven, that's what I was talking about with, you know, some of the cards. Sevens, generically, are the cards of faith, you know. So it's having faith that love's going to come to you, having faith that, you know, communications are going to work, having faith that, you know, money's going to come to you, having faith that things are going to work out overall, you know, with the faith. Sixes are like the karma cards, and it's like any time, you know, in faded cards of faith like that. So anytime, you know, you have either a 6 as a birth card, you have a certain amount of, you know, destined things that are really going to happen, whether you run kicking and screaming, you know, trying to escape. It's
That's
like something's
going
to drag you back, and you're going to go through it, you know, willingly or not. It's like, and that experience, it's like, would you like to be dragged headfirst into the mud, or would you rather, you know, stand up and walk through it? You know, because it's going to happen one way or another, you know. It's like, no, thank you.
That.
Let me put my deflators on.
You know what I used to say? My favorite saying is, and I love this saying, is you can go easy or you can go hard. Spirit's going to let you and whisper in your ear and tell you what you should do, give you an inkling to show you the path. If you don't listen, you might think you're getting away with it, but then you're going to hear it real hard. They're going to stick their hand in and drag you there. So I always say, hey, with your faith or with what you're supposed to do, you can go easy or baby, you're going to go hard. And I always choose the easy way because, you know, I used to, you know, I love going down that spiritual path. So go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry. I just loved my saying.
No, you're fine. The only other ones that I'll make special note. Well, I mean, they all have specific things. Like the eights tend to be the power cards, whether they're power shoppers or power psychics or, you know, power lovers, which is like, you know, that's where you get the playboy, playgirl, you know, type of person that can, you know, charm their way into anything and out of anything usually. And then you get the nines people who are definitely here to wrap things up and tie things up, and their life is like a series of, you know, high school graduations every year. Every year something's going on with them. The tens are kind of blessed cards. It's like, you know, they have a lot of good things happen. The royal court are like, you know, the jacks, kings, and queens, and they have their own specialty moments. The, you know, the kings are usually the father cards, you know, depending on their suit, well, you know, what they're doing. The queens tend to mother everybody, you know. The jacks
or tell everybody what to do.
The Jacks are the ones that really have that, you know, they're almost, Jacks are almost like Geminis. They have like two people in there, sometimes three. And, you know, they can really be the highs or the lows. You know, they can be really great, awesome, sacrificing, wonderful people, or they can really be like the sneaky, devious, like what you think of a coyote totem, okay, in American Native stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, both kinds. Fives are the restless energy, and a lot of times what people see, you know, if they either have a five as their birth card, you know, they tend to be a seeker of some sort of truth, you know, whatever it is in life going on. But when you have five show up in your yearly reading, a lot of times it's an indication that you're restless about, you know, internally, about, you know, love, money, relationships, you know, whatever it is. And it can indicate geographical moves. The fives are the best indicators that there will be a, you know, geographical relocation, you know, of some sort. Fours are things that they'll want stability. You know, they're hard workers. They're, you know, people would be like with the square palms, you know, that kind of stuff. Because you think of things that have four legs and a chair, you know, animals usually have four legs, you know. So fours are really solid. The threes, highly, highly creative energy with that. Although sometimes the flip side, and this is what they all have to watch, is they can also be very worriers. They can be the worry warts of the deck. I often thought my dad should have been three. But he wasn't. He was a five.
Or you.
I'm a five. No, I'm a five. I'm good.
Yeah, you don't worry. Yes, you're not a worry worry. I'm not either.
No,
so
I'm
I
not.
Know I better not
see,
have
three. Because I know how to take that energy. I know how to flip it. And it's like when I'm starting to go, oh, I wonder about it, and I go, oh, yeah, that's right. That's going to work out because I'm taking my piece of paper. I'm going, that's going to be fine. Take it, go, yep, and on we go. And let's go with something else because I'm not going to sit there and stew about it because that's the worst thing you can do is be in a stew.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Kelly? I know you're in the middle. I don't want to stop you because then I stop you and people don't, you know, you can get in a roll and that way people can hear you, understand you, which each card is. But I want number five because I want a geological, geographical move. I wonder if I had a five in there. Because I'm going to move to New York and I'm going to be in a broadcasting radio show there too. So I'm so excited, and I can see that five. I just wonder if it's in my card.
If it's in your
so
card,
so you'll have to do
see.
My
okay,
card
you know
next time.
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, since you brought it up, I'm going to ask. It's like, what's your current chronological number this year?
My chronological number is
old
I'm going to be. You know, I'm going to be 15.
Oh, I love it. Is that an inversion?
So, yeah, so, you know, I went backwards, Kelly. But go ahead, finish,
you,
and then we'll talk about me. But finish my chronologic, remember I told you about my number is 7, and you had 5 and 7? That's my birth.
Uh-huh.
My birth date is 5/7,
gotcha.
So I think I'm going to be 57, so it's my year, girlfriend. But wait, I flipped backwards, so don't let anybody hear that, because really, I'm 15.
Really, I'm 15. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so 57. Hang on, I got to stop and do math with this here, so that because I was born in 59. I can say that because I'm 55 this year. It's like, yeah, people see.
Well,
my
wait a minute.
When were those pictures taken? I go,
well, honey,
yeah, 2 years ago.
Well, before you get into that, do you think you can go to 2 and 1? Because I think we were at 3, and I don't want people to get confused. Unless you do want to take that, but I.
Okay. Card number 2, the 2s are all about union. It's like whether it's, you know, the heart is, you know, would be like the lover's card, union, love. And that can be an indication either of a new love coming in. It can be a baby being born, you know, either your own or, you know, grandchild or, you know, niece, nephew, you know, whatever. That was the other thing is the Queen of Hearts is considered one of the married cards. So is the 4 of Hearts is kind of considered the lesser marriage card. So, you know, but 2s are about unions and partnerships. Like when it's in business, you know, you can have business partnerships and things like that and communications. And then the aces. Aces are starters.
Yeah.
Like, they like get out. Yeah, aces. Yeah, you're a double starter, man. It's like, plus you're Cancerian. It's like your Cancer sign is also a cardinal sign, which means you're a starter. So you've got three. Vroom, vroom, let's start up. Let's start
yes,
this out.
I
you
do.
Know, it's like you. You do.
Yes, I do. Start. It's the finish that I've got to work on.
It's that fixedness. Yeah, see, now I've got those in Aquarius because Aquarius is one of the fixed signs, and I heard this a long time ago. Somebody said this. It was one, like an astrology person. And they said, you know, the cardinal signs are the starters. The fixed signs are the ones that they're like a freight train. It's like they are really hard to get going sometimes, but once you get them on the track and once you get a fixed sign going and moving, it's like a freight train moving 60 miles an hour down the track. Do not step in front of them expecting them to stop because they won't succeed. So when you get on the track as a fixed sign and you get to going down, it's like you just keep barreling down the road there for a while, okay? And then there's the mutable signs, which I thought were cute. They're like Charlie Brown. They're kind of wishy-washy. And it's
well,
like,
that is
I,
not
I
me.
No, you're not a mutable sign. Absolutely. But the ones that I can think of right offhand, because I know some of these people personally, Pisces people tend to go, well, I can't really decide. I gotta think about them. La la la. You know, it's like, okay, you know, we're waiting. You know, the Jeopardy clock is playing, and we're waiting for you to be, you know, make up your mind. It's okay. Let's see, the next mutable sign. Well, actually, there's last. So it's like then there's Aries. Okay, so the next mutable sign I'm thinking is what, Aries, Taurus, and then it's what's after Taurus is Gemini. Gemini is a mutable sign. I ought to know that, too, because I've got a Gemini sun. We won't go there. Somebody
yeah,
that
Gemini
changes their mind, and there's four people who live in there, and you never know which one you're talking to. But they're going to change their mind. It's like worse than, I'm sorry, what women, we're accused of women as we change our mind a lot. It's like, I get a news for you. My son changes his mind more often than people change box. So it's okay,
oh
though, because that's the way they are. And it's,
well, you
it's
know
all
what,
good.
Kelly,
it's
all good. I'm going to let you do mine later, but I think we're going to pick up 631 because I want to talk
all
to
right.
her. Both Susan is not here, and we cannot – I won't open the Akashic Records without her. We kind of have a partnership.
Right.
We're all
right.
go in there. But if I open them and she's not there, it's my spirit
it's
telling
a,
me
right,
no.
Yeah, I know.
So I will
I
answer
know.
Anything else, and I can do anything else that Akashic Records I can do, but I won't because Susan is my partner. So until she comes,
right.
I will not open the Akashic Records, but I can tell you about them. So here, I'm going to take 631 and see if she wants to wait or would like to ask me a question. Then we'll get to the rest of you. And if anybody wants Kelly to read their Atlantean life cards, Kelly's going to read mine later. So you also can ask Kelly
mm-hmm.
questions too. So I'm going to go and start with 631. 631, you are on with Bonnie and Kelly, and I need to apologize to you, girlfriend. I saw your nice in chat, happy St. Patty's Day, and I am so sorry. I didn't see your number correlated. We had so many people, and I know I promised I'd get to you. So, hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, it's Regina.
Hi, Regina. I Susan was coming on. We were actually both coming on just to do your Akashic Records.
I know
she'll be here. I've kind of texted her, called her, and I talked to her just before the show. So I am going to tell you that I'll answer anything you want. I'm a specialist in a lot of areas, or I can put you on hold again, and I can, you know, we're trying to get a hold of her. And if there's something special you'd like to know, I'm really good.
You know, she had started, and I was just waiting for her to finish up my Akashic Records and then hear what you had to say about them, and so I don't really have any questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold. I will not let you go this time. And we are trying to get a hold of Susan. So can
okay.
I know she wanted to be here, so I think it's only a matter of time. So I'm going to put you on hold, Regina, and I thank you. I'm trying my best I can. So if you hold on. Okay, Kelly?
Yes, ma'am.
Kelly? I was
going
to take the next caller.
Can you hear me now?
Annie? Yeah, I can hear you. I'm going to take 858 because I think they've been waiting a long time. Let's see. 858, you are on with Bonnie and Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Bonnie and Kelly. Well, I was interested
Hi,
in what you guys...
My name is Alexis.
Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are wonderful. I just told you, well, I am wonderful, but I'm a little under the weather today, and that's why I said sometimes calling spirit in when I'm sick and on medication. I can pull them in, but ask me anything you want, because Kelly can do an Atlantean card reading or answer questions, and I'm going to tell you about love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and anything else you want to know.
Okay. I was going to ask about Akashic Records stuff, but how about you guys just have at it and do what you do best, and without a question. Do I have to ask a question?
Okay, yeah, well, I'll tell you go ahead, Bonnie. Sorry.
Yeah, what I need, well, I'm going to let Kelly read your Atlantean card. What I need is questions. Both Susan and I work that way unless we're doing Akashic Records. I do want to tell you, 858, I won't tell anybody anymore that I'm going to take them right away, because that kind of got me in. And I don't like telling people that if I don't see them in the board, I feel so bad. So what I am going to tell you is Monday and Tuesday it's scheduled for Akashic Records. Today we've been scheduled this really because we've had a guest who did not get on, and I had promised her she'd get on, so we opened up Saturday. But Monday and Tuesday are Akashic Records, and if Susan comes, I am glad to hand you over, and we both do it, but I can't do it without her. Spirit tells me no. So I'm going to let you go with Kelly, and then if you have any questions for me, like in romance, love, anything, I can answer. So go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, I see those other people on the other side show up, too, with Bonnie, so I don't
do
that.
Yeah, everybody, yeah. So go ahead. Although, like I said, I'm on heavy-duty medication. They kind of stick away when they're trying to let me get better. But I'm just so excited to be here, and I'm so happy that I have my co-host with me. So go ahead, Kelly. Would you like an Atlantean card reading, or would you just rather ask a question?
Yes, but I do have a question. Since your specialty is relationships, can you tell me what's going on with mine right now?
You have to be more specific. Are you in a relationship? Are you married?
Yeah, in a relationship, and I thought it was like the one that I'm supposed to be with, but I'm not sure anymore.
If you would give me your month and your date and your current age, it's like I'll go ahead and look up while Bonnie's answering. It's like I'm just going to go ahead and look up and see what your cards are for the year.
Sure, it's October 14th, 84. I'm 29 years old.
Okay, alrighty.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. First of all, what I'm hearing is it started off really wonderful. Did it start off really wonderful?
Yes.
Okay, and what I hear is that he came into your life to teach you something. And what I'm also hearing is that he isn't the one. Okay, but he is the one to teach you something. So I don't think that he was not supposed to be in your life. But what I think is going to happen is I'm hearing that there is someone else for you. And do you already know? I'm getting the feeling that you already know this. And maybe it's because, are you talking to anybody else?
No, not like a boyfriend or anything, but a psychic did tell me that it's not the one either.
Yeah. What I feel like is this. They're telling me that somebody is around you. So that would mean that either it's around the workplace, around a friendship that you're not looking at right now, but that this will end. But it needed to be, because they said that you need to learn something from this gentleman. And that it wasn't a bad thing, because it started out really well, and that you will get more and more inklings that this isn't right. I don't think that I think it'll be you who says that it's not right for you. I'm getting the impression that you're feeling it, and that he would go status quo. Am I correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is this. I just don't believe in rushing a relationship to end. You know what I mean? I think that we all learn things from them, but you're going to get – what's going to happen is you're going to get more feeling and more feeling and more feeling that this is just not working for you. And what will happen is he's going to get more distant as far as, like, wanting to try to make it work. And that's when the relationship will end, and you'll be the one ending it. So I'm really excited about that because I think when you do that, you know that you've learned something, that you know what you want to bring into the next one. But what's really cool is this, and what I love about relationships is the next one is going to, I'm hearing it's going to, and I don't use this term, so spirit's so funny. They said it's going to bloom really quick, really fast, and really furious. And you are going to be so in love. I can. Oh my goodness! I'm getting chilled here. It's going to bloom really quick. I'm seeing that by the age. How old are you? 29.
Yeah.
They're showing me the age 31. It'll be done. So that'll mean you're in love. You're in a great relationship. Maybe married. I'm not quite sure, but they're saying they're showing me that. They're burning in my head the number 31. So that to me, when they show it so much, it means that you're well on your way. So I think this relationship will end, but I think what's really cool is that the next one coming in, it's going to be whatever relationship, I'm going to tell you, fast, furious, and forever is what they're showing me.
Oh, you're good.
You're still young. And thank you. You're still young. And my daughter, oh, my God, because I'm only 15. She's 27. So, I mean, you know, I had her when I was very young, like in utero. But anyway, I can tell you, I keep telling her, please don't. She's looking for the love of her life. And I'm like, no, don't do it. Because I believe in later. And because I'm also a counselor and I know what happens and I know we live longer, we're in relationships longer. And, you know, remember when people used to be married 20 or 30 years is a long time because we died early. Now we don't. So I'm never in a big thing about rushing. But when I see the number 31, I'm saying, oh, you're such a baby. But I know you can't wait. And I know it's going to be really cool. And make sure you keep us informed. And you don't have to wait till you're 31 because that's not when the relationship's coming. That because it's burning so quickly in my head, it means it'll be done. So that would mean that you're already in love. You're either married or heading down that direction. And you're 29, so that this one has to end. The next one has to begin. But don't end it quickly because I think there's lessons you need to learn. So go ahead, Cal. I hope I answered everything for you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yes, really exciting. I'm so excited for you. Go ahead.
I will agree with Bonnie. One of the things that I see here for you is that with that October 14th birthday, you're the Eight of Clubs, and you've got a Four of Spades as your planetary ruler. So the Eight is one of the two most psychic cards in the deck. So, yeah, you have a lot of good intuition about this. What I'm seeing, and you're one of the six cards in the deck, one of the three. What I'm seeing for this year, though, you have got, you're about halfway through your year, okay? Because your Mercury starts when your birth date is. Venus comes in December 5th. Mars time starts January 27th. Your Jupiter time just started March 20th, started that, and that's going to go through until May. Your Saturn time starts May 11th. The Uranian time starts July 2nd, and Neptune starts August 23rd, and it goes through to your birthday. So you're just right in your Jupiter time right now. What I'm seeing, though, is you've got a long-range card of a Nine of Clubs, which does mean you're going to be completing things, you're going to be finishing things, you're going to be like, some things are going to end and another door is going to open. So, I would agree with what... Yeah, I know. Well, what she's saying here at the first is like there was, you had like a, in your Venus time, you had like a karmic relationship come in. It was a Six of Spades along with that Ten of Hearts. So it's like, there's a lot of, love and positive feeling around there. You went into the Mars time dealing with men, and you had you've got the Queen of Clubs and the Eight of Spades. So there was a lot of power there with it. And something, and because it was in the masculine time, because Mars rules, men are dealings with men, he got to realizing you're a lot stronger woman than he thought he was. I mean, it would be interesting to know his birth card and actually do, kind of a pair up and see, where you guys are at. But coming into this time where you're at now, Jupiter shows the Eight of Hearts, which is called the, you know, Playboy or the Playgirl card. So it's like, it's kind of like, you know, you're looking for that emotional power, but it also shows the Ace of Hearts. So you're kind of looking for a new love. It's like there's, you know, some dissatisfaction with that. You go into the Saturn time, you got a Three of Diamonds, which is, you know, creative restless energy. But the threes can also mean dating, you know, a couple different people at the same time. With that, you've got the Queen of Hearts in the Saturn time frame. So Queen of Hearts is, you know, a traditional marriage card, but when it's in Saturn and when it's combined with this three where it looks like, you know, you're kind of having some, you know, you're not quite sure. It's like, you know, you're looking to, you know, you want to get married, but you're really, you know, kind of be dating a couple other, you know, people and trying to figure out, you know, where you're at. The Uranian time frame, you also have that, you know, that dating energy out there again, that you've got a three and a five. So you've got the Three of Clubs, which is, you know, having good ideas. You've got the five, looking at your values and really that restlessness in her. So, again, you're going to be, you know, kind of probably looking at people, you know, dating some different ones, and it continues into the Neptune. You continue and have that Five of Diamonds again in your Neptune time frame. So, it, you know, it's very much so looks like, okay, you're having some restlessness go around there, and it's going to kind of like destabilize, you know, as you go. Now, the interesting thing, too, was you had a Pluto and a result card. The Four of Hearts as your Pluto card combined with the Eight of Diamonds as a result card, you were looking for stability in relationship. What you're going to end up getting this year is going to be more financial. You're going to get more financially stable. And totally, I agree with Bonnie on, you know, age 31, because what you really have going on in your 30th year, you've got the Five of Clubs as your long range. So, again, that's a lot of restless energy that you're having. It's like, you know, you've got an ace in there showing, you know, that you're going to have some new things coming in. You're wanting the partnership because you got a couple twos. But you've got that, you know, you've got a five, again, restlessness one in your Venus time, you know, next year after you're 30, okay? You've got some, I'll say, wibble wobbles because in the Jupiter time frame, you got a Seven of Hearts, you got a Three of Hearts. So it's like really, you know, have a little faith, love will come to you. You know, you're going to be dating somebody, but somewhere along there, you're going to be probably, you know, breaking up is hard to do, you know, so it's like, eh. When you get to your 31st year, though, one of your long-range cards for the year, you've got a Queen of Hearts, which is a marriage card in Pluto. The result card is Jack of Spades, I know. So it's like, and she's also kind of settled down. Anytime it's those, you know, anytime we have like, I'll say the odd numbered cards, they give us a little more, you know, we want to change things up. You know, it's kind of like that. With that Jack, even though, you know, it's a Jack of Spades, it's the highest Jack at the suit, you know, so there's going to be a lot of creativity, but there's also, you're really getting the pairs down. You know, you really, you know, you've got a purpose and find, you know, fate finding card for that year. You've got something that's going to be ending, but it's like in finances. But at the same time, you've got all this other stuff going on where I would say, yeah, I agree with Bonnie that, you know, the 31st year, if you don't get married the 31st year, it might actually go because the 32nd year, you've actually got the Ace of Hearts. So, and you've got so many hearts.
The 31 is
going to
be a big year.
It's phenomenal. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, 31 might be when you know, it's going to be love, romance, relationship, everything that you want, whether if you get married that year or it's just that's
or
just a little 5 years.
Too, right?
Yeah, so Right. Because, you know, people
it
wait.
It might be one of those fall weddings.
Or
it might be a December wedding when you're 32.
Yeah. So it'll be close. It'll be very close because I can see the 31 burning in my head. So I'm so excited for you. I mean, it's just so, you know, I hate giving like bad news, which is all the relationship you're in. But the good news is you needed that relationship,
so
like Kelly
news.
Said. Yeah, there's
yeah,
no
I,
bad news.
You know,
I'm sorry.
It's bad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. You know, I get these song lyrics here, Bonnie. So it's like, you know, but it is. It's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along. So, you know, it's like keep your options open. And you've got a lot of intuition. So really go with your gut. It's like go with your gut feeling. Really take a good assessment of it because you've got good intuition. And the reason people, you know, the Eight of Clubs people call into shows like this is like you just wanted to kind of verify what you felt yourself.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's just kind of where I
don't you love this? Don't you love this?
I heard
this?
You.
Go ahead.
Pluto card. I think you said Pluto. You pulled the Pluto card a couple times.
Someone actually told me I'm from Pluto. Do you think there's any truth to that with those cards coming up?
Oh, that's interesting. Let's see. Let me just see what else is going on with your Pluto cards. Like I say, for this year, the Pluto card is the Four of Hearts. Next year, on your 30th year, it's really going to be, and these are kind of the things that you put, you know, your Pluto card is kind of your challenge card for the year, and the result card is, you know, what the happy ending is. So you've got the Four of Hearts as that's your challenge. So it's like you're trying to get stabilized in love. But the ironic part is, and that's why I said you're going to have more with finances, because with that Eight of Diamonds as your result card, your answer is going to be you're going to get financially stable first. You're going to do something with your finances, with your values, okay, that is going to stabilize you. So, you know, your wanting romance is like really knowing what your values are so you can make the best choice, okay?
Okay. Yep.
I am so excited. You know, I can't really tell that. You know what? You know. Oh, here I am about me, myself, and I again. But that's what you get. The thing is that I can tell Kelly. I know where she didn't belong, which is Earth, and I can tell because she was told by another reader, and which I had on my show, that she really came down to Earth kind of by accident because she's way too smart for this planet.
There's no
which is
interesting.
Hey, I'm the bomb on this planet. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really interesting. But I really can't tell. I know we've all been, you know, to other places. We certainly, you know, the newbies to Earth don't mean that they're newbies to other places. And I think that's so exciting to think that or to know it. You should know, like, you know, I know I've been to Atlantis. I know because I've known what I've done there, and so does Kelly. And there's Lemuria and all kinds of stuff. It's so cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So
yeah.
Cool.
So anyway, I hope we've helped you. And please, please don't hesitate to call in. We do shows on Akashic Records on Tuesday. I have heard Susan is even screen service, but I can't answer because otherwise it would kick me off the show. So hopefully she's coming back.
Yeah, I will
in.
Call back on Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday, please have a fun time, and you know that we're all thinking about you, and let us know how, and we'll look forward to you calling again, okay?
Cool. Thanks, Bonnie and Kelly.
You're welcome, my sweet Susan. So I'll put you on hold if you want.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Kelly, I'm going to bring Susan in, but don't leave because you are absolutely kicking the airwaves today. So let me bring Susan on.
Oh my God! I'm so sorry. I don't know what in the world is the matter with me for the last 2 days. I've been sick, and it's like I've forgotten my appointments. I apologize to anyone who's listening, but most of all, I apologize to my partner Bonnie. She must think that I totally abandoned her.
No, you know what? I really want to thank Kelly because I can do it. You know, and like I told everybody, I won't open the Akashic Records. That's my partner. And I wouldn't want her to do spirit communication without me. So that's something I can't do, but I certainly can do everything else. We, you know, started to know, we have so many people on the board, but the girl,
you can definitely do everything else. There is no question about that.
Well, thank you. And I have to thank Kelly. Kelly, you're going to stay on. Kelly did some Atlantean readings, and she is, you know, she's always on stable. So, Kelly, you even cover for me. So I do want to thank everybody that is listening. I'm going to put Susan on with Akashic Records 631. But I do want to tell you that Kelly is always there.
Your microphone is really kind of sketchy there. You're bobbing in and out there.
Really? Can you hear me better now?
No.
Is it?
No, I turned off my AOL, it might just be me. Maybe I should call back.
No, I can hear you fine. I'm hearing Bonnie well.
That's much better.
Okay, I am going to put on 631 because she won't care if I'm wobbly. She'll care if you're wobbly. So.
is this Our Lady we're making up for?
It sure
yes,
is.
Yes, it is. 631.
It's Regina. How you doing, Susan?
I am so sorry. I apologize. You know, I have to believe that, I mean, everything is in divine order, because I am telling you that I never miss appointments. Bonnie tells you I'm always on time, and for the last 3 days, I have missed 3 appointments, and it's like all of a sudden my phone was buried. It wasn't ringing, and Bonnie promised me. She said, Susan, I will call you and remind you to be on air at 1 o'clock today, and my phone was buried. It's like all of a sudden I got up, and I saw Bonnie. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? So here I am.
Well, I'm glad that you
made it.
Yeah, oh my God! I mean, you know, there has to be just something going on that, you know, I just have to accept that it's in divine order, and we'll just leave it at that. So the first thing I want to ask you is that I know you're 631 or 633 or something like that. Can I have your name?
Regina.
Regina. Okay. Okay, Regina. How old are you?
52.
5'2"?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, you know you're rocking that Cryon Return, which is started for you about 47 or 48, and has really kind of been slamming you for about the last 3 years of doubt about what's going on, how to deal with life, if you're making the right decisions. Also about shedding some things in your life, but also questions about embracing new. And if you're perfectly on track, I know that it feels awful at times and it feels scary, but that's what Cryon Return is about. It's a redo, reset, clean out, build up, and gives you an opportunity to address anything that needs to be addressed and go forward with it, or to unload what no longer needs to have done. So that's, you've been in that for about 4 years now. It feels like it doesn't feel like a major big, I mean, Cryon Return is the biggest soul window you have. So, but it feels like that you're one of the lucky ones, that this Cryon Return will probably start closing up around for you about 56, 57. Some people carry it on to 64, 65, I mean, like a major big window, like sometimes 20 years. But for you, like I said, it's probably going to be about a 10 or 11-year window for you. Okay, so can I ask you what you do for a career and what you have done in the past?
I work in sales and retail, setting up displays, taking care of products in stores for certain vendors. I have done, you know, like resets. I've worked in customer service, all different types of fields, basically.
Okay. So basically, you've been mostly in people-oriented customer service kind of
merchandising. Helping to set up stores, things like that, yeah.
Okay. And what would you consider your gifts?
I would consider them, I like to be creative. I like to, enjoy people, set up dinners, do crafts. That type of thing, I guess. Entertain when I can.
Okay. Yeah, I just wrote entertainment down as soon as you said that. Also, what are the things that you like the most about yourself?
My ability to remain calm, mostly when things are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like
that. That is because you're on a chill
pill. Everything in stride.
I said, that's because you're on, and I don't really mean it literally, but that's because you're on a chill pill. That's what they're saying to me. You're kind of like,
everything's everything on the surface is good for you because you don't want to, that's what I'm hearing. That you're
I don't like to rock the boat too much if I can help it, you know. I don't like to have a lot of drama and confrontation, even though I, you know, get it.
That's true. Okay. So the interesting thing about what I'm picking up about you, Regina, and I'm hoping Bonnie's already seeing this because this is an interesting journal that you wrote for yourself, your life book, your Akashic Records. You basically what the first thing that I heard in terms of your tools, okay, is these kind of dark clouds, okay, but sun shining through them, all right? And but there's like thunderstorms behind any of these clouds, but there's rays of sunshine through them, and I'll explain all of this to you later, okay? And then the foundations were, and this is all elemental, okay? Underneath was choppy and stormy waters, okay? Like fierce storms, okay? That's the foundations that you came in to address. Now, what that tells me is that you're very elemental, mentally attached, grounded, which means that nature means a lot to you. You have the ability, and I don't know if you've ever used it or experienced it, but this kind of elemental energy that I'm picking up with you is usually people that can see fairies. They see things out of the corner of their eyes when they're in the woods. They embrace flowers. They love
wood
drill.
Is what I'm getting.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you resonate with this?
I do. Yeah, some of it.
Okay, and you should spend as much time outside as possible because you do have when I say elemental energy, I mean it more than you just like the outdoors. It means that you have the coating of that you could have at one time been druid goddesses. Nature worshippers, fairy elementals, and had that wizardry, all of that. That's all elemental. Now, which means that you're very alert. This is why you're very curious about metaphysical, very curious about the occult, very curious about. Have you ever checked into like Wiccan and anything like that?
No, tell you the truth, that doesn't sound like me at all. I avoid that stuff like the plague.
You what?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as like Wiccan and the occult and stuff like that, I mean, to a certain point.
Well, that's what I'm
asking.
You know
what? I think that.
I
think she doesn't know what it means.
Oh, Wiccan? Okay, what Wiccan is a curiosity about magic, mysticism, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Okay,
I'm really good.
See, like when you said the occult, I try to think of that as a dark thing, and I try to stay away from that.
No, Regina, that's not, and I know you got mixed up. That's why I heard that you needed to have a definition.
It's not a negative thing. No, Wiccan is just elemental. That's it. It's like, you know, magic, mysticism, you know, that kind of, you know,
sure.
when you light a candle at church, that's mysticism.
Okay.
So now having said all of that, Regina, one of the things that I want to say that is your tools here is that you are a fluff and buff kind of, that's your tools. It's kind of like peace at all costs. You want to always want to see the bright things of things, but there are underlying rumblings of dissatisfaction of life, okay? And you're never quite sure how to deal with that. And you created those tools, okay, to keep you questioning, 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 questioning. Why? Why is it like this? Why didn't I get this? Why don't they do this? And to bring it all back to you, because what you're trying to do is the foundations under there, when I said a strong tempest, you come in with an imprint of a lot of feelings of dissatisfaction, a lot of feelings from past lives, of questions of being unanswered about what life is about, why you're here, what's the big picture, unsatisfactorily answered for you in past lives. So in this lifetime, what you have created is a calmer, like, what I mean by that is, like, you could have been part of the Holy Wars, okay, where you the answer, you were looking for an answer of what's the right religion, how to worship God, who is right, who is wrong, kind of thing. And you have that pattern of foundations of dissatisfaction that you've come into this lifetime of that peace at all costs, that you don't like confrontation, you don't want to argue, but yet you don't walk away peaceably. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay. But the sunshine that I'm seeing through is that there's something about you that is getting ready to awaken in you. It started awakening you when, oh, God, I'm so hot. It's like, I'm empathic, so I'm tuning into your energy, okay? And it's like I'm burning up. That's that sun that I'm talking about. And there's this. You have this huge heart, and you're so sensitive, and so you get your feelings hurt so easily. And
yeah.
What that sunshine is about is that what they're trying to get you to see in this life is the glass half full versus the glass half empty. All those questions is like, instead of saying why not, they're trying to turn you into changing your energy into, like, just let it be. It's like, it doesn't make any difference why this doesn't happen. Look in gratitude of what is unfolding with and even the challenging things. So the last couple years has been in your face of forcing you to, instead of going, why not, why didn't it work, why can't I, they're forcing you to, like, almost to the point where you feel those turbulent waters underneath, that it's just, aggravates you, to finally they're trying to push you to a point where you just kind of go, you know something, this is not worth it. It's like, just let me be. Just
yeah,
let
that.
Me be.
That's true. I get that with my daughter's children.
yeah. And that ray of sunshine is that you have got the most amazing guides with you. I mean, they have a huge energy, and it's almost like that they're constantly, trying to whisper to you and calm you down and saying, stroking you with this energy all the time. It's like, be calm, be at peace, be at calm, be at peace. And there are moments, I think, in your life that you have been in the rapture. And you know what that is?
I think so.
It's when,
well, can you explain it to me? Because I know, I mean, I'm sitting here listening going, okay, here we go. And I've got all kinds of things and I've got rapture. Well, it sounds like, what is it?
Here's what the rapture is, okay? And anybody else, the rapture is a moment of complete and total connection with oneness. You are in that moment, not thinking of the past, not thinking of the future, and there is this sense, total, complete sense that all is right with the world and you. And it's fleeting. It's like having God in whatever energetic form it is, like hold your hand and crawl up, you know, and you just say, everything's going to be okay. And it feels like that you have experienced that maybe once or twice in your life. And that total moment of incredible peace. And then, of course, it slips away. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
And now the next year
for
you, the next 2, 3, 4 years for you, it's like it's about you focusing on, you don't have to work at it or anything. This is the one thing that I keep on hearing. You came with such, you hear how excited my voice is? You have got the upper echelon attached to you. I am whoa, can you, be a part, hang on to me? But they are surrounding you.
Oh, no, it's mine.
Oh, they
it's
don't
mine.
To you, but they don't. No, they don't. They totally belong to Regina. And Regina, all I'm say to you,
Regina, you need to give them over to me. Just to borrow for a little while.
Yeah, she's like the books. Now she wants your guide. What can I say? Yeah? But do this. It's just as simple as that. Don't try to figure out what's wrong or what you're angry about or what you're upset about or what you're agitated about. Just go to that place and ask the divine energy that are around you to show you how to be in peace. And I feel that transformation will happen to you within. It'll just be a gradual thing. And then all of a sudden, what you're going to realize is that peace at all costs, which is the facade, okay, is going to be the real, authentic Regina.
Oh, okay.
Have you understood the message that I'm trying to get across is that this is, you've come to learn peace in this lifetime. That's what your whole life is about, is learning what real peace is about. And you're the only one that's in control of that. The only one. It doesn't make any difference what anybody says or anybody does or anybody, does or doesn't do to you or for you. It's completely in your power whether you're at peace. And that power comes from the divine entities that are surrounding you. They're here to help you find that.
I like that.
I think that is so cool.
I think I'd be a much happier person.
Totally. We rock the airwaves, We rock these airwaves, and sometimes we don't have, all the greatest things to tell people, but we say them in great ways. But you, oh my goodness, we didn't have to sugarcoat anything here for you. You've got it. You've got it, girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, you're smart. You're real smart, and it's you are on a mission of peace for yourself.
Yeah,
I mean truly.
And I see. It's really crazy because I told you I'm not well either, and I'm taking medicines, and sometimes I can bring my guides to it, can't bring anybody else. But what I saw so clearly, which I'm so excited because Susan didn't have to say. Do you have any more questions? Because I can release the Kraken because she felt so bad. I can tell.
Regina, do you have anything to ask me?
I wanted to just know, do you see or feel anything about my health?
Health questions I kind of don't go into, mainly because Bonnie may answer that for you, but because I am such a strong empathic, I don't go there. So I'm going to let Bonnie handle that.
Okay.
I'm so happy I could talk. Oh, great. I'm so excited. And like I said, I'm on medication. Yes! I can't wait. But one of the things I did see, Regina, before I go into the health question, because I kind of shield, I have a different a persona or outward, you know, I have a lot of fire, which burns off everything. So I can answer some health questions. I can't answer all. But the first thing that has come to me is they're showing me maybe a little bit of they're showing me a little bit of depression or a little bit of something going on in your, you know, thinking, which is more, you know, you can take natural products for that. But what I hear is that it's kind of something that you go through. Your health. The only thing that I'm scanning your body for really quickly, you know, your heart seems good. And I don't know, you know, and the only thing they're showing me is a little bit, maybe in your belly, and that's, it's nothing I don't see a tumor, but you do have to have it, you know, whatever. I'm not a doctor, and certainly I'm just scanning your body, and it looks like maybe you've got a little bit of I don't know if it's your gallbladder or liver might be giving you an issue, and if it isn't, you know, the next time you go, you might want to check out that. But, you know, I don't see anything permanent. I don't see anything serious when I go down. But what they are telling me is depression. So I don't know if that's something that you understand. And depression doesn't mean that there's, you know, because I'm a counselor, there's situational depression, there's long-term depression, which is a chemical imbalance that you can't help, or a dietary, you know, thing. So I just feel like they're saying that you sometimes think and that you go around in a wheel, and when you're thinking and you don't get out of that wheel. So that's what they're showing me health-wise. But I don't think, and then they're showing me something in your gut. It doesn't feel serious, and I don't know if it's kind of, they're showing me liver, gallbladder. So I don't, you know, they're not showing me any big red flames. So just to let you know, that's what I'm seeing when I scan your body.
I don't have a gallbladder anymore.
Okay, well then it might be your liver.
Yeah,
like,
but
said,
your body doesn't know that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have or not. It could be in that area. So because if there's no organ in there, there's also bowel right there. There's all kinds of stuff right in that area, and also there's a pancreas. So it's right there, and because I'm a nurse, I know that. So it's right kind of like where you're good. And I'm going to say it's got to be, you know, maybe your liver, you know. And I don't think it's a pain or anything like that. If you're asking me, it just looks a little milky, which is usually maybe from, you know, as we get older, that's what happens, diet, that kind of stuff. I know if you don't have a gallbladder, you're not eating a whole lot of fatty fats because you can't. So,
I was having like some problems with my muscles and having like elevated CPKs and stuff, and they're running a lot of different tests and can't find anything. So I was just wondering.
Yeah, I don't see it. Yeah, I don't see anything that's really showing me a big. But you know, your liver. I got to tell you something. I know that, you know, I'm. They're sure they've done liver enzyme studies and liver studies if they're looking for that. But it could be due to your liver filters. Remember what it does. It filters. Everything, kidney and liver, filter your toxins from your body. So,
right.
You know, anything, that's why I'm looking at the liver, a little milky, which means it's
yeah.
probably, you've got.
I'm also picking up acidosis, which means that your body
yeah.
is really acidic. anything that which is causing a lot of the muscle aches, you might want to look into a natural product to help you bring the acidity level down in your body and stay away from acidic food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And your liver filters all that. So the other thing I want to tell you is this. I'm so excited to tell you this. Now I completely forgot it because I went into nurse mode. This is what I saw when Susan was talking and opening your Akashic record. Oh, and it was so cool. I just love seeing this. It was, you were in armor, actually, and I think you were, you know, I think it was more of a male energy, but you were in, like she was saying, more of the holy wars. And what you were thinking is you were fighting for a cause that, you know, but your next thing was, I'm dying for this cause. And that's where I think the why. I saw you on the battlefield, and there was just a second split of, I'm doing this, you know, because I believe in it. But there was a split second when you didn't, and I think that's when you got, you know, you came to your end. But I do believe that's why the why comes, because I think you knew towards the end, what am I fighting for? I also saw, which was really cool, because I saw you battle these people, and I don't like war, but it was cool to see you. And then I saw, I do believe you are attached to the earth. I so resonate with the elemental. When she was talking about, you know, a cult just means the whole group and caboodle, which is why I knew you didn't know what the word, you know, what we mean by that. So, you know, when we talk about Wicca, Wicca is earth. It reveres wind, fire, earth, and water, which sustains all of us. Now, I don't resonate with any you know, earthly religion. I like all of them. So the thing is, but everyone from the beginning of time till now understands elemental, because earth, wind, fire, and air is all one made of, used, progressed with, and so every one of our religions on this earth know that. And that's kind of what she
meant.
Beautifully
put, Bonnie. Beautifully put.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I do make sometimes, even though I'm on this medication, I don't even think about that.
Even though you're drugged today?
Yeah, even though I'm not drugged happily, I'm drugged sadly, because I have to get rid of whatever I have. But I have to, and I hope my liver's working. But I have to tell you that also I saw you, Regina, was so cool, is that I saw you as a wood druid. And a wood druid, I kept saying, what is the difference between a druid and druid this and druid that? So you were standing by these big oak trees. I guess they're oak, but really, you know, when I'm looking. And you were just so at peace. When you were standing right next to that, and you were I just was in awe of what you looked like. So, and they kept saying wood druid, which would be very elemental, the source of life. You know, a tree of life is, the tree has roots in the earth and grows, it's all wood. So I love that symbol. You are from such great, I want to say stock, but I don't even know what I'm talking about, but they're telling me stock. So, you know, you're from some great past and great, you know, peace.
Are you channeling this, Bonnie?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, because I'm not, you know, because I'm on this medicine, I don't really, the spirits are standing away, except my guides. But I'm hearing these things, and it's just so funny, and I'm seeing such an awe. I do so resonate with you being at peace at all costs, with bubbling underneath, but that you're here to learn how to actually truly be at peace. So I think that is the best. I do see your guides. I see, I'm so in awe of my guides. So when I look at your guides, I'm like, wow, we all, you know, we're all guides. You know, our guides are just fabulous. And Susan, of course, has great ones. So I see them, and they're protecting you. And they want you to succeed, even though you're kept at, like, more of a, what I told you, it's like a chill pill kind of existence. But I see that in the next 3 years, and that's what Susan's probably saying, you are going to really come into knowing and challenging yourself as to a lot of these things, because I can see that mind working. And Regina, you've got great, great things coming up for yourself, coming up in a lot of areas. Your questions are going to start being answered.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, you've got
well, it's coming whether you wait for it or not. It's as simple as that. This kind of journey, it's like when you get towards the end of Cry on Return, I mean, it's an agreement that you make of like, you know, okay, before this window closes, hit me with all you got. You know, and it's like, and sometimes it's like, wow, it goes on like a light bulb, and then other times it's just like, you know, what is it that I'm missing? What is it? And but no, your divine self and your guides do not give up until until you cry uncle, you know, or and this is it. This is about surrender with you.
Yeah.
Surrender.
Okay.
You know what? You have got the best outlook coming up. We want to hear from you. We've done this show for you. I want everybody to know, whoever got on before Regina did, we are so happy that we could offer this. We don't usually do Saturday shows. We did it for you, Regina, because we know that, you know, I kind of did not see your number, and I'm kind of glad that this all came because we got some great peeps here. I see some listeners and callers, and we do want to tell you that we did the show. We opened Saturday. And you know what? I've got to tell you, and I know, Regina, this isn't really, I'm just kind of talking while you're on the phone, and I know Kelly's there. We had so many people on Saturday, Susan. We need to think about, and I didn't even advertise this show, nor did I. I don't know if chat's open. Kelly, you know if chat's open?
Yes.
Oh, it's opened.
Okay. Kelly opened chat. So, this was the show we just added for you, Regina, and we're hoping that, you know, you had some satisfaction from it. We saw some cool stuff. And, hey, girlfriend, you have a lot to offer this earth as well as yourself.
Oh, and Bonnie's just tickled pink because I screwed up.
She's like,
she goes, oh, Susan, please, we got
to
do this Saturday show. I'm so sorry. I really messed up. And I went, okay. And then what do? I screw up. So now she's like gloating, going, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, she can do that. So, well. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. What I'm saying is, wow, Susan, I always told you we were alike. So the thing is that I never think anybody screws up. And to tell you the truth, what I was thinking of is, whoa, girlfriend, I got all these callers to myself. And then I realized, oh, I can't answer any of the questions for you because I'm not going to do that. But I would answer the other ones. So it showed me, too, that we make a great pair. We love the radio. We love answering anything on the airwaves, and we always can. But one thing it did show me, and I'm going to put you on, I'm going to say to you, Regina, thank you for calling. We appreciate your time.
I'd like to add, Bonnie, can I add something?
Yes.
Okay, I want to. Because I looked this up because one of the things for her at age 52 is called the critical year, and what I wanted to let her know is her birthday. She's a Cancer child like you guys are, but her birth card is a 10 of diamonds, and she's also got 10 hearts as her card.
Wow.
Where she's at right now, though, and she's just starting. This is her last day in her Saturn time today. Tomorrow starts the Uranian time, so energies will lighten up for you, which is nice. You just got you have your Uranian time and your Neptune time ahead of you, for the rest of the year, and then call back in and get this done again, for the coming year. But just kind of as a long range note, the Ten of Diamonds time person spends most of their entire life in what's called the most blessed spot, because that's the name of the card. They're surrounded all sides by blessings. Yeah. So, and it's no wonder that she seems to pull through a lot of difficult situations without a scratch. It's no guarantee of happiness, but she's got a lot more than most to be grateful for. It's inherently a past life spiritual blessing that protects them, and those that realize the importance of the spiritual side of life will reap those benefits the most. The protection began at birth, even though she's got some challenging influences in the first 7 years. But she's got double aces, and she's got a five of hearts in her Saturn age time. So, and this is where she's entering right now. Ages 52 to 64 is her Saturn time of life, and she's got a five of hearts in there. And it's where you begin your quest for self-fulfillment that becomes a dominant theme in your life. And it becomes much more prominent from ages like 21 to 34. That was when you first displaced the two aces for 7 years each. You had some success and recognition at ages 43 to 46 with Card's popularity and fame from the Crown Line influence. And another very fortunate period begins in that same regard at age 63 and lasts until age 64. So, you know, if you're alive and kicking, you know, and doing good in those years, those could be your crowning years. And then you're also fortunate to have 3 years in life where the King of Spades is your long-range card. It's at ages 46, 69, and 73. The years you have with notable combinations of challenging cards, think back to when you were 11, 14, 17, 24, and then bring it forward 55, 56, 59, 62, 69, and 81. So if you think back to the younger years and what, you know, challenged you in those years, you'll understand what challenge years are. Okay? But just wanted to get that in there because critical year is 52 because it's really the year that you decide whether you're going to, you know, fully engage and live on this planet or whether you're just going to kind of drift in the rowboat, okay?
Okay. Oh, I love that. Wow. I think that's fabulous. Wow, you got triple whammies here. I think this is a lucky year for you.
Hey, have I had a lot of lifetimes?
what I mean about divine providence? It's like everything just fell into place because what you were supposed to hear today, you got just like Bonnie says, triple whammy. It's like everything in divine order. It was just all set up for you.
Well, I really appreciate everything you've all done. Thanks so much. I really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. We love you. We want you to succeed and be happy. And please let us know how you do. Please listen to our show. You know, I would go into everything. It isn't our typical show. But I do want you to know that we love having you as a participant. We love that you're in chat. We know that you're in chat. We know that you listen. And we so thank you for being part of our show. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now, Susan, I just want to tell you, and Kelly, we are going to end the show because that's what I have another appointment. I've got a shaman coming on the show, and I have to talk to him. He's coming on, I think, April 10th. Yeah, Kelly, you should know this because I didn't tell you yet.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So I have to check and see if he. You know, I have a phone call into him, and that was scheduled right with this. So I do want to tell everybody. I mean, my goodness, we have so many people. I'm thinking of opening a Saturday show. Get into chat. Talk to Kelly if she's still in chat for a while, and let us know. Is this something that's really important to you guys? And are you home a lot more? I mean, I'm seeing a board full of callers. And I'm sorry that we can't see you. Sorry I set up a meeting. Well, Susan, Monday, you better be there because I've already told one of the girls ahead, even though I answered her question and it was wonderful. Kelly gave her a great reading. She wanted an Akashic record open, and I told her to call in Monday. So no promises, but because I won't do that anymore, I want to thank everybody. Kelly, you know, you rock the house. Susan, I love you. You rock the house. And everyone that's listening in chat, you can keep chatting. I think Kelly's in there. If you want to ask her any questions. And Kelly, thank you for setting this up. I know that it was our last minute. We had to do everything. And we made it right. We hope that Regina's happy. And for all of you out there, if ever we tell you anything, we do keep our word. I'm not going to make those promises anymore because I just feel so good. Don't make your promises.
What about me? I was like, oh, yeah, I promise I'll be on time. And you called me to remind me, and I still didn't make it on time. I tell you, I don't know what's been going on with me for the last couple of days.
I've got to have some kind of planetary thing going on. I was going to say, yes, there is a planetary thing going on. First of all, you had Wednesday and Thursday, Moon was in Scorpio, and then it moved into Sagittarius on Friday. In today, but what's been happening is, Maggie T is another person we hang out with. Her dog is kind of a barometer. He had 4 seizures the other day, and Maggie was like, "Oh my goodness, I don't know what energy is going to be hitting the planet." But he's like an energy. You know how some people have arthritis and they can tell you when the weather's changing. Well, this dog has seizures when there's going to be extra planetary stuff. So he had 4 of them, and we've been bombarded with like the solar flares, with the what she calls it, the CMEs, the coronal mass ejections from the sun. So it's like when that dings our planet like it does, it makes our phones go crazy, it makes our computers go crazy. If we're tied into, you know, electronical things, you know, because we're an electromagnetic system ourselves. It makes us go a little kooky too. So you're okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I do.
Hey, I have to tell you, I love you, Kelly. You rock the house again. Susan, you always rock the house, both of you. I'm so proud and honored to be with you. And everybody, let me just give you a lineup real quick. Be listening. Monday, Tuesday, it's Susan Z and Bonnie A. And we are on to 1-3 with Akashic Records and Spirit Communication.
You're on at 1 p.m.
With anything else. 1 p.m.
Remember the time.
That's
1-3 p.m. Eastern time.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelly. And then Wednesday, we've got Ron Cole and Kelly Coulter, our girl of the year here for saving our show. She was put it on. She helped Regina, and we so appreciate it. Kelly is on from 2 to 3 on Wednesday, and 1 to 2 is Ron Cole. And I know Kelly has someone he is reading this week, so she'll get a hold of that person and let him know. And then Thursday, we have a special guest. Her name is Barbara Mackey. She is a pet psychic. I have two pet psychics back-to-back, Thursday and the following Thursday. They are mediums, but they specialize in pets. So they can read your pet, they can find your pet in the past life, and they can tell you what to do with your pet as well as bring anybody through.
Wow.
The following week. Totally. And I'm, this following Thursday, I have an interview right now with a shaman. He changes crystals to different colors. So everybody gets your crystals.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take a look at them. Yes. And once he does that, the crystals are healing. So I'm going to see. Actually, I didn't bring a crystal, so I'm going to have to get back to him on Monday, but I do want to talk to him. And I hear he rocks the house, too. So everybody on Thursdays, we still have Laura Pierrette. We have plenty of people. We have Peg Wolf-Jones, and we've got Amy Kavanaugh. We have Kelly. We have a lot of Thursdays coming up with guests and regulars. So please listen. And we'll post it. So thank you. We'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you for coming, everyone. Thank you, Kelly, for setting this up. Thank you, Susan, for coming.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good Saturday.